Riverdale 101.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, B-Dell. If you're new to the channel, hit the like button, hit the share button, hit the subscribe button, hit that notification bell. But today I'm going to be dissecting the ramifications of Israel and Palestine and how it's being used to create a global dystopia that's based on the New World Order principles under the continuity of government. So with all that being said, ladies and gentlemen, in order to understand that this psychological operation is being facilitated by a fallacy, right, between Israel and Palestine, right, because in order to implement a new system, you got to create a technocratic system, because you cannot have a new world order unless it's based on the technocracy. So this is why you have the mobilization of the United Nations military factions, which is the foundation of the unspecified minor military conscript army. That's the foundation of DARPA, which is a Defense Advanced Research Project agency that's connected to FEMA, the military industrial complex, and the World Economic Forum. So this is all based on mind control and frequency warfare. When you understand the biological defense mechanism for psychic analysis to where they could upload your thoughts on the cyber cloud, right? So in order to get people subjected on a lower thought form and a lower frequency that's based on mind control, you got to jumpstart it with a fictitious war, right? You got to create a psychological operation in order to implement that technocrat system that's basically a New World Order form of imperialism, right? And the reason I say that everything is being facilitated by, you know, the Democrats funding both sides of the war, because we already broke it down in the last video. We all know what democracy means. It means demonic rulership. When you look at the suffix of the word, krasi comes from the word kratos. Kratos is chronology, which is the god of Saturn, Kronos, right? So that in itself means that Kronos is connected to democracy. That's how you know that the system is being facilitated by archons in the higher dimensions that control everything on third density. So they have to create a false flag, a psychological operation. So it says right here, insider admits Israel attack was a false flag to start holy war and user in one world government, right? Hamas attack was an inside job, right? Because what you got to understand is what the Democrats do, you know, everything is based on the Canaanite system, because the Canaanites are basically the captains of the Gentiles. So they got to fund both sides of the war. Under the radar, U.S. approves release a $75 million aid to Palestine, right? And then you have right here, you have breaking. The United States Congress introduces a bipartisan bill for $2 billion in aid for Israel. So they fund both sides of the war, right? Because you can't negate the fact that Iran works in conjunction with Palestine, and the Palestinians are actually Philistines, and the Philistines is connected to the Canaanite bloodline. And the Canaanite is basically the captain of the Gentiles that is also connected to the seed of the Jebusite, who control the Zionist regime when you're talking about this three-dimensional matrix system, right? We're going to get into it. And the reason this happens is because you got Barack Obama, who supports Israel. Hillary Clinton supports Israel. Laura Loomer supports Israel. Nikki Haley supports Israel. Joe Biden supports Israel. The liberal media supports Israel. CIA, NATO, the European Union supports Israel, because it's all based on the shadow government. The deep state shadow government is actually democracy, and democracy is being facilitated by the Canaanite, right? Which is connected to the fact that they're part of the 200 fallen angels. When I broke that down, the cherubim, you got to watch the last video I put out. So the reason they fund both sides of the war, no matter how you look at it, you know, two wings on the same bird. You got the Red Lodge and the Blue Lodge. Now, it may seem like they have this this false perception that they really have rebuttals against each other, you know, the Democrats and the Republicans, but it's all, you know, under the same regime. It's all basically the York Rite and the Scottish Rite, Jack and Boaz, when you understand the Freemasonic principles. So they're basically branches of the Canaanite system. You know, they basically work in conjunction. So you got the Scottish Rite, you know what I'm saying, which is basically the Knights of the Suns, the Knight of St. Andrew, the Knight of the Commander of Temple. So the Knights of Malta, these are all basically regimes and organizations that's part of the Canaanite system. So no matter how you look at it, you know, when you understand the dynamics of these secret societies, you will know that they basically work in conjunction when you're talking about the Canaanite system and the Zionist regime. They're, you know what I'm saying? They're basically one and the same. So they may have a different perspective, but the end goal is still the same thing. So that's how you know that it's being, these wars and everything is being facilitated by somebody behind the scenes, right? So you got the Masonic family map, right? You got the York Rite, the Scottish Rite, Red House and Blue House, right? So they basically have the same concepts on how to facilitate this New World Order system. They have the same principles, the same dynamics on how they want to get everything jump-started, right? Now, you have to understand that the Khazarians are basically the Ukrainians, and the Ukrainians are also Canaanites, and the Canaanites are the Jebusites, which is the Zionist regime. The Palestinians are actually Philistines that's connected to the Canaanite. So the Khazarians were forced to assimilate Judaism into their everyday lives. One expert on Khazars, Benjamin Friedman, a Zionist operative who walked away from Zionism in 1945, described the Khazars as a pagan nation. This who controls all media industries, right? So that's why you go to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. It said that the world be given to the hands of the wicked. You go to Job chapter 9, verse 24. It tells you that verbatim that that there's wickedness in high places. And the reason this is wickedness in high places is because the people who control the system is being facilitated by the 200 fallen angels. So this is why when you look at this right here, it shows you the Black Hand, which is the Black nobility, controlling the Canaanite, and the Canaanite controls all these organizations, all these countries, everything that's connected to maritime law. So they control the Zionist regime, the Ukraine, the Nazi regime, Russia, you know, all the monotheistic religions. They control the concept of climate change when you're talking about the World Economic Forum. They control the morality of humans when you're talking about sexual degradation, sexual gratification, and they control everything that's part of the pharmaceutical industry. So that's how you know that everything is being facilitated by, you know, someone behind the scenes, right? The Black Hand, the unseen hand, because in 2021, this was the ordeal. Then everything was all about the Ukraine, who are the Khazars, and then everything is being facilitated right now by the Zionist regime, right? So these are all psychological operations that's being facilitated to implement a new world order system. So this is why you have celebrities are basically in conjunction with these Khazarians, right? So they got to show their veneration in order to reap the benefits of the riches that they have. So that's why, you know, you have to look at everything with supreme discernment in order to decipher who the enemy is. Anybody who's propagating, that the Israelites are the chosen people when really they're the synagogues of Satan. We're going to get into that. Anybody, politicians, your favorite celebrities, favorite basketball players, anybody who is propagating what Floyd Mayweather is basically propagating, they're basically working for the enemy. So that's the delineation between to where you can decipher who's who and what's what, who's working for who. Hold on for a second. Now, so This is how you know it's basically a psychological operation. So when you look at this right here, it tells you why did Bibi Netanyahu turn off the Iron Dome. One thing you got to understand is that Israel has the most sophisticated militarized defense forces on the planet, right? Because they have to basically scrutinize and monitor the so-called Holy Land. So that's how you know it's being infiltrated from the inside out. How can you have, you know, an army, the highest, you know, supreme militarized group on the planet, and be infiltrated, right? So why did Bibi Netanyahu ignore the intelligence that was warned possible of encroachment of Hamas potential attacks 3 days in advance? Why would you turn off your security system while in a hostile political environment? Right? Do you see the critical situation in this? That's how you know it's being infiltrated from the inside out. Netanyahu knows he's not only, there's not much time left on the cosmic clock, because everything is operating in conjunction to the fact that the cosmic pendulum has to create a global reset, a spiritual reset, a financial reset, a political reset, because everything is going from patriarchy to a matriarchy. So with that being said, they have to pull off these psychological operations, right? Everything is based on tricknology. So like I said, you have to have the spiritual eye to decipher who's who and what's what. We already broke that down in the last video, right? So now, what you got to understand is that, you know, when you go to Revelations chapter 2, verses 9 through 10, right? It tells you that it says, I know your afflictions and your poverty, yet you are rich. I know about your slander of those say that you are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan, right? Do not be afraid of what you're about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and will suffer the persecution for 10 days. So I need you to understand something. 10 days is basically esoterically connected to the fact that everything is being propagated in the form of judgment, right? And it's being propagated in the form of judgment because this system has reached its limitations in the purification period of wickedness that was implemented by the chosen people to put people in a state of subjugation, right? So it tells you right here, be faithful to even to the point of death, and I will give you life as your victor's crown, right? So this is why you had that solar eclipse, because that solar eclipse was the foundation of judgment, and the foundation of judgment is the tetrapodal and the centrifugal forces conjoining together, which creates a tetrahedron energy and a tetrangular radiation, right? So that's why, you know, you have Friday the 13th, which was the precursor to the solar eclipse that took place on my birthday, right? Because the 13 is basically the queen mother seat, and the queen mother seat is the divine feminine energy, and the divine feminine energy is to revert the planet back into supreme balancement. So this is why you have the sun and the moon in conjunction in alignment with the star Polaris, which creates this tetrahedron energy, right? The unification of the divine feminine and the divine masculine, right? To reset everything that was facilitated by patriarchy, because patriarchy is the foundation of imperialism and theocracy, which threw off the spiritual equilibrium of the planet, right? So now, this is important because it tells you that the wickedness of the eagle, aka America, has reached its limit. So the Gentile, Gomer, Esau, the Philistines, because I told you the Philistines and the Palestinians are basically the same people, just like how the Zionist regime, the Gazarians, are actually Canaanites, right? So God's vengeance upon the wicked, right? Because for antiquity has spread all throughout the planet, they basically reached their limitations on wickedness all over the planet, right? So that's what the solar eclipse is about, because the solar eclipse is the return of the ancestral energy, right? I already broke that down in my solar eclipse video that I put out probably like 5 months ago, talking about how everything's going to be taking place, because that solar eclipse was basically the inception point of judgment, right? And then you got the another solar eclipse on April 8th, 2024, where it goes through seven cities called Salem, which is basically the suffix of the word Jerusalem, because America is actually the true holy land. So the whole America shall be in confusion and slain. Jeremiah 51:35, the violence done to me and to the people who belong to the chosen land, who are the seeds of Enki, and upon Babylon, who are the Philistines, the Canaanites, and the United States Corporation, right? So everything is operating from a place of that this system has to be spiritually cut off. It has to be esoterically cut off. It has to be politically cut off. It has to be financially cut off, because that tetrahedron energy, when you seen that solar eclipse, that was basically the unification of to hit the reset button, right? Matter of fact, I'm gonna show you some videos. This video is gonna show you the shadow of the solar eclipses.
It's over here. Come take a look at this.
You see the shadows of the solar eclipses? Right? And the reason that is because, you know, hold on. So you reason you having those solar eclipses take place. That solar eclipse was the return of the ancestral energy, because karma has to be settled at the end of the seventh cycle before you transmute into a higher density. So that was basically the bat symbol, you know, the Batman symbol, to let you know that we're about to transmute into a higher density. So this is why they want to activate a war, a fictitious war, in the midst of a magnetic pole shift, right? So with that being said, like I said, everything has to operate from a place of judgment, right? They got to kick off a war in order to hide the fact that we're going through a cosmic reset. So Hosea 8:1, set the trumpet to thy mouth, Lucifer, via the Pope, he shall come to as an eagle, which is America, against the house of the Lord. The true Lord esoterically is Thoth, or the spirit of Melchizedek. I told you the spirit of Melchizedek is the tetralangular radiation that's coming to the planet, that Aetherian energy, because the centripetal and the centrifugal forces, when you have the planet in alignment, that puts out a supreme balancement. And when you in a state of supreme balancement, that's when these new energies start to come in, which activates the spirit of Melchizedek, right? The chosen people. I already broke that down in the chosen ones in the 144,000 video, right? Hold on for a second. So it tells you right here in Revelation 16:10. I need you to understand something. You know, this is why Noble Jew Ali, he said verbatim, do not throw away your Bibles, because you're going to need it to condemn the European nations with it, right? The European Union. So that's why you got to, the problem with Christians, they read the Bible and they take it for face value, because they don't understand the diametrical difference from esoteric and exoteric. What you're reading right now, and I'm showing you guys, is a esoteric version, the hidden meaning of the Bible, right? If you know how to read it correctly. So Revelation 16:10, and the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, right? And the beast, what is it comprised of? It is comprised of United States Corporation working in conjunction with FEMA and the military industrial complex and things of that nature when you're talking about the United Nations, right? So this is the destruction of the United States of America, which is the seat of the beast in the later days, right? So the beast, Lucifer, devil, dragon, Dagon, aka America, the seat of Satan, exalted in the latter days. So they basically going to be spiritually cut off. That's why I said this system is going through a reset. They got to be cut off. They meaning that they're losing their power. So that's what that solar eclipse is basically about. So in order to maintain their power, they got to create a psychological operation in order to keep you subjugated in the form of mind control. So you, the only way you can have a new world order in order to for you to get it popping off, you got to create a war. So it tells you right here that the spiritual wickedness from the lower fourth dimension, Ephesians chapter 6, 12, right? So this is why the rulers of third density and the lower fourth dimension in the second dimension is basically being galvanized by darkness of the world. So that's why they want to keep you in a state of darkness, because darkness is actually the false light. They basically work in symbiotic connection. But the true light is being facilitated by the star Polaris. So when that dome cracks open in 2030, that's when you're going to be see everything for what it really is. Jeremiah 13, it tells you the president and prime ministers and the royals and the emperors and the leaders that's connected to the United Nations are basically the helpers and the leaders of the satanic energy. That's why I told you that they are basically the synagogues of Satan, right? Now, the vision of the eagle, right, which is basically the end of America. And the Most High looked upon his times, and behold, they are ended. His ages are completed. Because I told you, the 10 is the symbology of completion. It's basically the symbology of the end of the verification period of mankind. Because I told you there's a diametrical difference between man and mankind. Mankind is the kind of a man, and the kind of a man is the Canaanite. And the Canaanite is controlling everything from third density through business, enterprises, corporations, and fictitious law that's connected to the de facto corporation that's being facilitated by the deep state shadow government. And that deep state shadow government is working in conjunction with the Zionist regime. It's working in conjunction with Iran. It's working in conjunction with the World Economic Forum. It's working in conjunction with FEMA and things of that nature. So they're basically being cut off. It tells you so that the whole earth free from your violence may be refreshed and relieved. So you're going through a cosmic reset, right? So now, this is why, you know, everything is being facilitated by witchcraft, right? So that means that that spiritual wickedness has to go away. So the organized monotheistic religions, which is basically the foundation of the evil structure of America, and the big corporations and the social infrastructure and the miseducation that was propagated through political and laws and military industrial complex and the pharmaceutical industries, when you're talking about genetically modified foods and things of that nature. Because like I said, everything that was propagated by the system is operating under illegal commerce, and that illegal commerce is being facilitated by the subjugation of the divine feminine energy. So when you subjugate that energy, it throws off the spiritual equilibrium of the planet. So this is why the Canaanite and the Philistines, right, they're trying to implement a fictitious war to maintain power, but they losing their power. So this is why you have energy from the upper fourth dimension and the higher dimensions, where you see that ethereal energy, the sun and the moon working in conjunction with the star Polaris to implement that vortex portal. That was an interstellar vortex portal that took place when you're talking about that that solar eclipse that took place. So it tells you right here, soon to come of armies, the civil war, a war war of the cankerworm. The cankerworm is basically vermin, the vermin of the planet, right? Who are basically the parasitic entities that control everything in third density, right? So it tells you right here, the whole body of the eagle, aka America, was burned, right? So the whole foundations of America, which is connected to the fact that they got to create a war, a nuclear bomb, a cosmic fire, right, to where the eaglets of America, Earth, was frightened and afraid. So this is why everything is esoterically connected to the Bible, because the Bible is a Freemasonic playbook about the end of the Canaanite system, right? So, you know, it's telling you right here, from the years of 2020 to 2027, right? This is your 7-year tribulation period. So the day of the Lord is the day of the great purification, and the day of the great purification is where the land, the people who are connected to the seeds of Enki gets the land back, because this is actually the land of Tahuti. So it tells you right here in the sealed portion, chapter 79, unto the Gentiles, Gomer, who is the European Union and the United States of America. That day saved the father, that because that and Thoth is esoterically connected when you understand the verbiage of esoteric knowledge when you're talking about this Bible. So Thoth would cut off thy horses, right? I will destroy thy chariots. I will cut off cities, thy land, because you're going through a transmutation process. They have to give everything that they stole, everything through imperialism and theocracy. They got to give everything back to the divine feminine energy, right? So that's why I said the unification of the sun and the moon working in conjunction through a solar eclipse to where they connect with a supreme energy of the spiritual sun that's outside of the dome to put the planet right back in balance. To dematerialize the sleep spell, right? Already broke that down in one of my videos last month. So I told you, everything is operating from a place of commerce. So everything has to be, you know, one thing you got to understand is that when you're talking about wars, wars is basically a way to create, you know, an influx of an economic reset, you know what I'm saying, to where you can make a lot of money. It's very financially benefited to the plutocracy and the oligarchs. So this is why they got to create, you know, these psychological operations, right? So it's telling you right here that, you know, the merchant city is to be destroyed through a high level security buildings, underground military bunkers, which is deep underground military bunkers, which is a defensed, militarized complex agency, right? So they got to hide. So now you, this is why the reason why, you know, that solar eclipse that took place, and they try to, you know, spark off this war, is because the times of the eagle, the Gentile, the Gomer, Esau, Edom, right? The Philistines. It's the end of their system. It's the end of the corporation. So we're almost at that time in 2024. I already broke that down in one of my videos. So this, like I said, this is basically the unification of the divine feminine and the divine masculine working in conjunction that has a tetrahedron energy, right? Now, I need you to understand something. Now, they have to create a psychological operation. They got to create these false narratives to make it seem like they're basically the chosen people from the chosen land, right? So the Rothschilds, Zionist family, owns Israel after the infamous Balfour Declaration that was implemented in 1917. They are behind today's massacre of the Palestinians. I need you to understand something. I told you the Palestinians are basically Philistines, and Philistines are basically a branch of the Canaanite. And the Canaanite is the captain of the Gentiles, right? So I'm going to show you this video on how the Rothschild, he basically, you know, the Rothschild's family, they used the Balfour Declaration in order to create the state of Israel. Because, like, matter of fact, before we get into that video, you know, Israel, now this geographical landmass, I told you the Palestinians are basically Philistines, and Philistines are Canaanites. So they basically infiltrated themselves. So you have the state of Israel is so-called the Holy Land, right? I'm going to show you something. Because that land of the Philistines, that's basically they give you this false perception that they're being colonized, it's actually the land of Canaan. So the land of Israel is actually the land of Canaan, and the land of Canaan is actually the land of Egypt because it was connected to it. And the land of Egypt is actually the Kemetic land that was working in symbiotic connection, because now this is why I was telling you that you have to understand historical context and how it works in conjunction with biblical context, right? Because if you don't know history, you don't know the Bible. If you don't know the Bible, you don't know history, because they work in conjunction. So the land of Canaan is actually, so the land of Israel is actually the land of Canaan, and the land of Canaan is actually Egyptian domain, and Egyptian domain is actually ancient Kemet, right? So that whole land in itself was basically colonized, right? So when you look at the Gaza Strip, you can see that, you know, that is being facilitated by Palestine, right? So that's why it tells you right here that, you know, Israel is a created geographical landmass that was created by the Rothschilds. They took over this landmass. They took over the landmass of the Palestinians, but that land is actually the land of Canaan. So that, like I said, so this is a psychological operation. So they basically infiltrated themselves to give off this false perception that the Zionist regime are the chosen people, when really they the cursed seed, they the synagogue of Satan. Because this land of the land of Israel, which is the land of Canaan, was connected to Egypt, which is Kemet, right? Because that whole infrastructure was created by the Hyksos dynasty when they created Greco-Roman culture. So that was the inception point of the pharaohs, which created the Roman Catholic Church. Because when you go to the Council of Nicaea in 325 AD, that's when they implemented monotheistic religion that took certain people out of the geographical land masses through ecclesiastical law, right? So what you're looking at, see what I was saying, Philistines, the land of Canaan, because the Philistines are Canaanites, right? The Philistines and Palestinians are basically the same people. So you got people, you know, infiltrating their own selves. So like I said, when you understand the history, when you understand biblical context, you can see people for who they truly are. So this is why you got to read this right here. Is the Philistines now Palestinians? They're in the area which used to inhabit what is now Israel in the Palestinian Gaza Strip. Right? So now, since you know that, since I brought that to your attention, now you go to this video, and it's going to basically show you how the Rothschilds family created the 1917 Balfour Declaration to create the state of Israel.
Established in Israel. So there's something that divided my family, as with many other families.
I wonder, as somebody who moves in the highest echelons of British society and is very close to Israel, whether you in your life feel a tension between concern for Israel and loyalty to Britain?
No, I don't personally feel that. I mean, I've been completely committed to Israel since the early 1960s, and I've been there every year since. So I don't feel that conflict, but I, of course, feel a huge loyalty to Great Britain.
Just tell us a little bit more about Walter, the second Lord Rothschild, because he was an unusual and colourful character.
He was a deeply eccentric man, but from a very early age, his passion was collecting. He wrote about Tring Park on a giant tortoise. He had a zebra carriage.
Carriage pulled by zebras.
Yes. He collected on a massive scale birds, insects, fleas, butterflies.
The largest single collection created by a single individual.
I think that's true. I think certainly in Great Britain, I think probably anywhere, he was the greatest collector of ornithological material.
His niece, Miriam, writes that for 2 years, as one of his eccentricities, he didn't open any of the letters that were sent to him and stuffed them away into wicker baskets. And it does make you wonder what would have happened if the Balfour Declaration, the letter, had been one of those letters that he'd actually, you know, yes, stuffed.
That's true. At that stage, and it's very difficult to quite understand why, he had taken a deep interest in what was happening about the possible Balfour Declaration. So maybe those letters would have got to the top of his path.
I just want to revisit for a moment your cousin Dorothy, who you mentioned, who at an extraordinarily young age, still in her teens, played such a critical role as a go-between and a facilitator for Chaim Weizmann. Can you say a little bit about
that? Well, she married my cousin Jimmy when she was 17.
So this is your cousin Dorothy, Dolly.
Yep, Mrs. James Rothschild.
And from her teenage years onwards, She was a major supporter of Israel, wasn't she?
Major supporter. I mean, she worships her husband, who'd been deeply committed, son of Baron Edmund. It was due to him, I think, that she became interested. But once she became interested, she became passionately interested. After his death, she became even more committed. She just wanted to carry out his wishes and what he cared deeply about. And then she had her own personality, a deeply good human being who was quite unselfish. She devoted herself to this place, to Israel, and to a few friends, and had a wonderful life. And you can read letters from her to Weizmann and from Weizmann to her when she was only 17. And what she did, which is crucially important, is to connect up Weizmann with the British establishment.
I think she also trained him in how to deal. She helped educate him how to conduct himself.
And it's extraordinary at that age, but she did tell Weizmann, you know, how to kind of integrate, how to insert himself into British establishment life, which he learned very quickly.
So I'm here in the Waddesdon Manor archives, where there is a treasure trove of remarkable documents from the time of the Balfour Declaration. We have the correspondence here between the teenage Dorothy and her husband, James. And it's really a love story. Here, Dorothy is writing to James. She says, "Jimmy, I thought I would not like one day to pass without giving you a piece of news you have never heard before. I love you." But of course, their correspondence wasn't just romantic correspondence. Here we have detailed letters describing her dealings with Zionist leaders, her advice and her suggestions regarding the conferences of the Zionist movement. And here we have a letter that the young Dorothy, still not 20, sent to Dr. Chaim Weizmann, where she's talking about the meetings that she's arranged for him. And as we've heard, she was helpful in training and preparing him to enter into the highest echelons of British society to advance the cause of the Zionist movement. And she was an important character in your life as well. She really introduced you to Israel in some
ways. She was a crucially important character in my life. I became a trustee of Yad Hanadib over 50 years ago.
Which is the Rothschild Philanthropic Foundation.
Yeah, the Dinar Foundation. And I think I first went in 1962.
Can you share with us your sense of what things have been changing in Israel since that first visit?
Yes. As Israel, I think, became more and more successful in all sorts of ways, industrially successful, absorption successful, technologically successful, great universities. The problems with the wars that took place, being the clearest examples, of security became more paramount. And so you did see a shift in Israel from kind of the liberal Western place that it had been in the early 60s to something of a very different character. And you also have a shift, of course, between communities in Israel. I mean, Israel is a patchwork of different immigrants from different countries. And you have the religious, you have the non-religious, you have a town like Tel Aviv, which is attractive to the kind of business community, to what I would call ordinary city life. And then you have Jerusalem, which remains a very religious city and full of conflict between Arab neighbors and itself.
Those internal issues within the fabric of Israeli society are one of the main focuses of Yad HaNadiv. Can you mention just one or two of the projects that feel to you most significant?
Yes, we do a great deal of work on education, a great deal of academic work. We keep going at Ramat HaNadiv, the garden where Baron Edmund was eventually buried. We're on the point of building the new National Library of Israel. two unexpected ones, perhaps. If you take the Orthodox community, it's important that they have employment. And we're trying to develop programs which it's possible for them to undertake. Similarly,
if you pay attention to everything he's saying, he's basically giving you the breakdown process on how he created the state of Israel through the Balfour Declaration for those who are coming in.
Similarly, we have a problem with Arab unemployment, and we set up jointly with the government employment centres to facilitate greater employment of Arabs within Israel. And so we're an active foundation trying to help with these fissures in Israeli life and to do some good.
And we're sitting here looking forward to the 100th anniversary of this significant letter. If I can just ask you to think about the next centennial, 100 years time, and just maybe share some of your hopes, your aspirations about where Israel will be.
Not as one hopes for, one of course hopes for a peaceful relationship with Israel's neighbours, and that's going to be the most difficult matter of all to achieve. But even now you can see, with the disarray in the Middle East, and the importance of relationships that Israel is developing, not only with Jordan, but also with Egypt, and indeed with Saudi Arabia, even if they're not publicized because of the Sunni-Shiite war, there's hope. And I think if you take the need of Arab nations to have intelligence help, and if on the other hand you take compassion and generosity coming from Israel to Palestinian territories and its less fortunate neighbors, there are grounds for optimism. And I am an optimist.
Lord Rothschild, thank you very much indeed.
Yeah, thank you.
So he was basically giving you a breakdown, a simplistic breakdown on how he created the state of Israel through the Balfour Declaration that was implemented in 1917, right? So, where are we at? Right here. Is this it? I believe so. So, like I said, you know, the Palestine-Gaza Strip is actually, they say that it belongs to the Palestinians because I told you, the Philistines and the Palestinians are basically one and the same. So, Israel, the land of Israel, is actually the land of Canaan, and the land of Canaan is actually the land of Egypt, and the land of Egypt is actually ancient Kemet. So when you look at this right here, it tells you the Rothschild Zionist family owns Israel after the infamous Balfour Declaration in 1917. They are behind today's massacre of the Palestinians, right? So this is why, you know, I showed you in the beginning of the video that they fund both sides of the war. Right? They're being infiltrated on the inside out. They infiltrate themselves to give you this perception that, you know what I'm saying, we're having a war, we're having a conflict. Because I told you, the land of Canaan, the land of Israel is actually Egyptian domain. But what was the Egyptians called before it was infiltrated by the Hyksos? Ancient Kemet. So everything has basically been usurped through theocracy, imperialism, and colonization. So that's how you can tell who's who and what's what, right? I told you, the Philistines, the land of Canaan, the Canaanites, same people. That's why the Democrats giving money to Iran. They giving money to the Palestinians. They giving money to the to Israel. They giving money to the Ukrainians. Same bloodline, right? So, where is it? I think we already went through that. Now, this is why, as you know, it's very imperative to understand everything that's taking place. very imperative to understand. Because everything, you got to be very meticulous about your surroundings. This has nothing to do with, you know, fear mongering, things of that nature. You really have to monitor the actions of everything on social media. You know what I'm saying? You cannot castigate certain things as, oh, this is fake, or they just fear mongering. You know, take it, you know, very seriously and be very meticulous about your surroundings. So it tells you right here in this tweet that I came across, it says a phone call I just got from someone who works with a diplomat frightened me, and not many things frighten. I will not be in a big city for the next 12 months. Why is that? Because I told you, you have the mobilization of the United Nations military factions that works in conjunction with FEMA when you implement martial law. Right. So this is all connected to a new world order system. They got to create a psychological operation to implement this system, a technocrat system. So you have the assassination of Soleimani, right, which is basically an Iranian war general who was killed by the United Nations. Now, who is Iran in conjunction with? Who is their ally? Right. It's Russia. So this is also connected to prophetic divination. When you're talking about Gog and Magog, the Gentiles in Russia and China are basically cutting off the power and the control of the democratic order, right? So this is why you have America, which is going to be a transmutation of power when you're talking about the collapse of the American dollar, to where they're going to implement BRICS, right? So when you implement BRICS, which is basically Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa, right? So this is why they want to implement it. So the treasures and the gold and the silver is basically very valuable and precious things of Egypt, right? So that's why you got all that gold in Fort Knox. So like I said, this is why they want to create a digital crypto control system, a digital crypto control system that's based on the BRICS nation, and that foundation of it is going to be controlled by the gold. It's going to be backed by it, right? So like I said, this is all based on the technocrat system. Everything is based on the technocrat system, to where they want to merge humans with cybernetics. But the new world order is where you have the collapse of the dollar due to a war. So this is where you can implement BRICS, which is facilitated by Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. So that's why it shows you, is that's why this guy was telling you, I would not be in a big city for the next 12 months. So this is why you're starting to see the mobilization of military in the geographical landmass of America. It tells you right here, Colorado Highway 85, just about 4 days ago, 2 or 4 days ago, what is the United States government preparing for? I'm going to show you this video.
Colorado. This is on Highway 85. What the heck is going on, man? I have driven this highway every day for the last 2 years. I have never seen this. What the heck? Holy smokes, it's still going. It's still going. It's still going. Wow. Oh, just got to, oh my gosh, man. That's crazy.
So like I said, that's how you know certain things is going to be going down. Pay attention to the army. Pay attention to the military. Pay attention to the mobilization of police officers in your city, and pay attention to nature. So that's how you know certain things is going to be cracking off, right? So with that being said, when I showed you that video, right, that's connected to this passage that I just showed you. It's telling you right here, I will not be in a big city for the next 12 months, right? He's getting information from the inside, because we can't negate the fact that America, the United States Corporation, they assassinated Soleimani, the Iranian war general. Iran is allies with Russia. In Russia, they want to implement the BRICS, right? And they work in conjunction with China, right? So in the Bible, when you understand the esoteric principles of it, Gog and Magog is Russia and China. Gog and Magog will control America's gold and silver and money, right? You see what I'm saying? So now you see how this is working in conjunction together. So it tells you Gog, fallen angels, the great army, then the red Kachina coming for the great purification of America, Jeremiah 48, 8. So this is all connected to the fact that you're going to have the return of the Elohim, who are the Netzaru, who are the Anunnaki, who are the Redskins that come from the 19th galaxy of the fifth dimension of the magnetosphere that's outside of the dome, right? So when you have these this influx of destruction and calamity on the planet due to a war, right? This is where you're going to have the shams are going to start coming in to pick up the 144,000 chosen ones. So this is also in conjunction with the whole Anunnaki story when you're talking about prophetic divination. So it tells you right here, the Gog and Magog armies and the army of the fallen angels, the great spiritual army, and the red star Kachina and the magnetic pole shift, right? Because I told you, when the sun is at solar maximum, they always have wars when the sun is at solar maximum to hide the fact that we're going through an energy shift. We're going through a magnetic pole shift. Everything is going through a cosmic reset. Right? Now, when you go to George Washington's vision by Dr. Doriel, right? This is basically talking about how Russia, China, and Iran is basically going to create, is going to crack off the war to create a global dystopia. And it's going to be the inception point of it is going to be to a explosion of a nuclear war. So it tells you right here, the gleam, dark red light, saw hordes of armed men marched in land and sailed by sea to America, right? So this is why you see right here, with that being said, sailed by sea to America. Because I told you, these militaries is starting to mobilize, right? 4 days ago, China sent out fighter jets to monitor and warn United States Navy patrol aircraft that flew through Tijuana Strait. They are aggressively setting the stage for an invasion of Tijuana, before Joe Biden is removed from office in 2024, right? And it tells you if they invade, World War III will be officially underway and the de-escalation will become extremely difficult. It will basically become a extremely difficult task and all hell may break loose. And it tells you right here that the time of Joe Biden's ring is over. It may go down as the most destructive, damaging four-year period in modern day history. So this is why you see the armies and everything starting to mobilize right here. This is China. So now, why is that happening? I told you, they're getting ready to crack off the war, right? Because they're losing their power. The bat symbol of that solar eclipse that took place was the inception point that to show you that it's the end of the seventh cycle. So it means that, you know, this system has reached its purification limits. It's reached its purification period, right? So it has to go through a cosmic reset. Now, I told you, Gog and Magog is China and Russia, right? So Gog and Magog, destruction of Gomer, which is the European Union in America, the United States Corporation, right? Is woe to the bloody city, Washington, D.C., full of lies and robbery. Gog and Magog, Russia and China, cease to stop everything. So this is why you see the militarization of the trucks and the tanks, military planes and drones and ships and everything. This is why Gog's soldiers, the horsemen, are basically foot soldiers for the New World Order system. So this is why you're going to see a multitude of war in America, conflagration. You're going to see a lot of, everything to crack off to implement this global dystopia, right? So this is why your politicians are basically in a state of confusion. The president of America, the elites, the plutocracy, the money changers, and the merchants are basically being galvanized by celebrities. So this is why you shouldn't be listening to none of these celebrities, right? You shouldn't be listening to nobody on the media. So that's why, this video is very important. So, and it tells you right here in Nahum chapter 3, thy shepherd slumbered, O king of Assyria, which is America, your politicians, military, and confusion, the president, right, shall clap hands over thee, which is basically the personification of the fall of America, right? So this is why you got to read, not read, but you got to watch this movie called Red Dawn, because it's showing you the invasion, right? So a lot of the, a lot of stuff that's going to be taking place when you're talking about World War III is actually going to be happening on American soil. You're going to be infiltrated from the inside out, just like how the land of Israel was basically infiltrated. So you got to watch this movie called Red Dawn. It's showing you how everything's going to be taking place, because the great majority of the soldiers were from China, and the great majority of those soldiers came from Russia, right? So now when you look at the illustration of this movie cover of Red Dawn, it shows you the invasion of these people coming from the sky from parachutes, right? So I told you, Israel has the most sophisticated militarized defense forces on the planet. So that invasion in itself was operated from a place of a psychological operation. It was a false flag event, because they're being infiltrated by the same people, right? Because I told you the Palestinians are Philistines, and Philistines are Canaanites, and Canaanites are Jebusites, and Jebusites is the Zionist regime that reside in Israel, right? So, with that being said, this is why, it's very imperative to understand that, that every police force on the planet, and especially in America, is basically working for the United Nations, and the United Nations work for the Vatican, right? Because that was the implementation of the 1724 Black Christian Codes, which is a form of policy control to implement color of law and things of that nature under ecclesiastical law.
City police force in the United States is United Nations. I built the City of Bend Police Department building, and on the blueprints there were two locker rooms. And both rooms were identical. But when I built the City of Bend Police Department building, I had to build two locker rooms. And I said, how come? Because this one's filled with the duty uniforms, and this one's filled with their United Nations uniforms. If you look at State House Department publication 6227, written in 1961, it's an order from the United Nations to tell the police departments to begin to find ways to confiscate our firearms. A foreign nation has to work through our State Department. So all the police get instructed from the State Department. Every city police force.
So like I said, that's how you know that everything is going to be infiltrated from the inside out, because the United Nations is the foundation of FEMA, and FEMA is where you activate martial law to where they can basically dematerialize your Second Amendment rights, right? So like I said, now this was what happened over in Israel. So this, like I said, all this works in conjunction when you're talking about the Galactic Federation and the Anunnaki. Because they got to observe these wars and everything that's going to be taking place, because they're not going to let certain things happen to the chosen people, right? They're not going to let certain things happen. They're not going to let certain things happen. They're not going to let this whole war get out of hand, because I think it was around the time in the early 1900s. Well, I think it was during the time of World War I. Where they created a nuclear bomb. They basically shot out a nuclear bomb and it almost cracked the earth. And they basically disrupted all the civilizations that was inside the planet. When you're talking about Agartha and Shambhala. So that's when some of the beings from inside the earth, they came to the surface and met up with these people in the United Nations, telling them that, you know, they got to basically keep control on the planet, or we, you know what I'm saying, we're going to take away your power. You see what I'm saying? So this is why, you know what I'm saying, you cannot, due to free will, you know, and everything, they cannot, you know, infiltrate certain things. They can only, you know, monitor everything that's taking place on the planet, but they're not going to let certain things happen to the chosen people. So this is how the Anunnaki or the Netzaru, the Elohim, depending on the mythology that you follow, this is how it basically works in conjunction to everything that's going on when you're talking about the Galactic Federation, right? So they're not going to let this war, they basically observing the war, they basically being a referee of how everything that's taking place, so where things don't go haywire. So this is why you see these crafts basically surveillance and everything in Israel.
Okay, guys, I'm not making this up. This is real footage. This is from Israel, Hamas, all that that's going on over there. Three orbs. Look, you can see the other one. Just came up. Guys, I just did a video a while back in Ukraine with three orbs, with some crafts, some discs. And you can go to any of these wars when this has happened. And, you know, it's probably happened throughout history and people didn't realize it. And there was no way to see this type of stuff. But they're there for a reason. And it's not CGI. And you can figure out that there's probably a very important event about to take place. I just posted about nuclear war again for the 10,000th time that I posted it for the last year. And we just got a warning from the president. That's right. Yeah, warning.
Okay, so like I said, they basically observing everything. You know what I'm saying? They just trying to make sure everything is being copacetic. Because I believe it was the article came out back in the early 2000s. They were saying that UFO crafts were basically disarming a lot of the nuclear bombs that was being facilitated by countries in the Middle East, right? Now, what we got to understand is we got to look at this right here. So this is, you know, a great, you know, what I'm going to be showing you is basically a recap of everything that's taking place right now, which is going to be the precursor to implement this new system and crack off this new world order, right? So this is the Red October recap. On October 2nd, you have the United States Supreme Court rejects challenge to block Trump in the 2024 ballot. Sorry, I got the hiccups. So on October 2nd, you also had the North Dakota State Senator Doug Larson, his wife and two children were killed in Utah plane crash, right? Which is not a coincidence. And on October 2nd, you also had a massive human trafficking crackdown in Ohio, which takes 160 predators off the street. On October 3rd, you had the new Florida law allowing the death penalty for adults who rape children under 12 goes in effect. Then you also had on October 3rd, you had Kevin McCarthy removed as Speaker of the House. And on October 4th, you have Kevin Spacey is rushed to the hospital for fearing heart attack. And then you had October 4th where you had FEMA and the FCC conducted a nationwide emergency alert testing on all cell phones and wireless devices and things of that nature. So like I said, everything is based on frequency warfare. Then on October 4th, you also had Russia test their national warning system on the same day FEMA tested America's emergency broadcast alert systems. So I'm just giving you a whole rundown of everything that's happening in October, because all this stuff is basically going to be the precursor to the war, and the precursor from the war is actually a new world order system. So I'm just giving you a timeline of what's going on for those who are, you know, basically falling behind, not knowing what's going on. This I'm just giving you a rundown. So on October 4th, you also had several schoolgirls in Kenya hospitalized over mysterious illness. October 4th, you had former NYPD union boss and the attorney, Roy T. Richard, was found dead by the suicide at his Westchester home on his wife's birthday, after serving for 33 years, which is a Freemasonic number, and he had access to Hillary Clinton and Anthony Weiner's laptop. Not a coincidence, because I told you Hillary Clinton and Anthony Weiner, they're basically a part of the Canaanite bloodline system, because it works in conjunction with the deep state shadow government of democracy and liberalism. And then you also had on October 5th, Putin announced that he and his allies are building a new world. What kind of new world? A new world order. And then you had on October 5th, the United States warplane shoots down Turkish drone over Syria. On October 5th, you also had the SEC sues Elon Musk to force him to testify in agency's pro-Twitter purchase. Then on October 5th, you had Iraq bans all cash withdrawals from the United States dollar. So this is going to be the precursor to the dollar crash. And then you also had on October 5th, Donald Trump endorses Jim Jordan for Speaker of the House. October 7th, you had the coordinated terrorist attacks take. Gotta read the rest of it. Takes place against Israel, and the Israeli intelligence stands down. And then on October 7th, you had Israel declares the state of war. October 7th, you had the world is hit by a triple earthquake, 6.7 magnitude in New Mexico. Then you had a 6.3 shock in Afghanistan, the strong tremors leading to thousands of deaths. And then on October 7th, that you had the Israeli National Security Council approves ground operations to begin the Gaza Strip. Israel begins to bomb Gaza, which is the land of Palestine, who are Philistines, who are Canaanites. They bombing themselves to implement a war. Then you had October 8th, you have Israel's security cabinet voted to invoke Article 40, which is basically an official declaration of war for the first time since the Yom Kippur War 50 years ago. So then you had the October 8th, the United States military plans to move the United States Navy ships and United States military aircraft closer to Israel, which is basically a show of support. Then you had on October 9th, you had the Israeli minister ordered to immediately cut off the water supply from Israel to Gaza. Then you also have on October 9th, you have Robert F. Kennedy Jr. officially drops the Democratic primary and declares independent candidacy for the president. And then you'll have on October 9th, the Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman states that he will stand by Palestinians. On October 9th, you had the United States Senator Lindsey Graham suggests the United States start bombing Iran. So this is basically giving you a whole rundown of everything that's basically taking place. Then on October 9th, you had the Palestine president. He basically announced plans to visit Russia and meet with Vladimir Putin, because I told you that Iran and Russia are basically allies. So that's why you're going to have an infiltration, just like you seen in the Red Dawn movie, because I remember that Iran said it's going to be dark days for America due to the assassination of Soleimani. So due to the assassination of Soleimani, what happens is, this is where the World Economic Forum said it was inevitable that you're going to have a blackout, to where they're basically going to dismantle and destroy the electrical grid. So now on October 9th, you have Joe Biden interviewed by special counsel, and it's part of the classified documents probe. And then on October 9th, the Times of Israel reports that Egypt intelligence officials said that Israel is ignored repeated warning signs, something big, 3 days before the attacks of Hamas. And then on October 10th, you had blackouts in Gaza. Then you had on October 10th, you had Russia suggest that they may join Israel in Hamas war. So they're going to join this whole, psychological operation. Then you also had Vladimir Putin said that Israel Gaza conflict shows failure to the United States Middle East policy, right? Which is basically an international violation international violation warning. So on October 10th, you had the Pentagon does not rule out the special operation to rescue American citizens in Gaza. And on October 10th, you had the Israeli propaganda networks get caught up into the spread of multiple fake stories about the war. October 10th, you have the Turkish president basically accuses the United States government of planning to carry out a massacre in Gaza by sending aircraft carrier groups to Israel. Then on October 10th, you also had the United States Congress introduces a bipartisan bill, which basically gave Israel $2 million. So that's how you know everything right now is based on a psychological operation. It's just showing you who's who and what's what. So in order to understand everything intuitively, you got to follow the money, right? You got to follow the money. So with that being said, that's why I said the solar eclipse that took place, you know, is basically a form of that. Before we go, let me get a better picture. You know, it tells you right here, you know, this system has reached its verification limits. So that's why, you know, the cosmic reset in itself is being facilitated by an interstellar vortex portal when you have the sun and the moon in alignment with the star Polaris, which is basically the spiritual sun that's outside the dome, right? So that's why, you know, that great Mayan solar eclipse was basically about. It's basically hitting the reset button on the system because, you know, everything has to go through a karmic cycle. And the karmic cycle is the end of the seventh cycle. And the end of the seventh cycle, meaning that it's basically the end of mankind, because I told you that there is a diametrical difference between man and mankind. Mankind is the kind of a man, and the kind of a man is the Canaanite, right? Which is basically the captain of the Gentiles. So before you go through a cosmic reset, you have to go, you know, you got to implement this fictitious psychological operation in the midst of a post shift, because that great purification is going to be implemented by the Red Star Kachina, right? So before you go through higher states of density, you got to understand that everything has to go from a place of balancement. So that's, like I said, you see the Star of David, which is not actually the Star of David. It's actually the Star of Polaris giving activation to the sun and the moon inside of our dome, right? Because the moon is basically a portal for reincarnation. The sun is basically a portal for spiritual ascension and spiritual evolution as you escape this fermented dome to activate yourself to the tetrahedron energy to the Star Polaris, which is the spiritual sun outside the dome. So when the dome cracks open in 2030, that's when all hell's really going to break loose, right? So with all that being said, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, we're at the end of the seventh cycle, which is the seventh trumpet, right? So before we reap the benefits of going to higher states of density, everything has to go through a cosmic cycle. Everything has to go through a place of karma, right? Which is connected to the cosmic pendulum. What goes around comes around, right? So this is why you have many different psychological operations that's taking place on the planet when you're talking about the fallacy of a war, right? That's being infiltrated by the same bloodlines. Because I told you, the Palestinians are Philistines, the Philistines are Canaanites. They're the same people. And the Canaanites are the Gentiles, who is the Zionist regime, and the Zionist regime is the Khazarians, and the Khazarians are the Ukrainians. So that's why the great majority of our tax dollars goes to Ukraine, because Ukraine is the Khazarian mafia that's connected to the Canaanite. Already broke that down in the last video. So that's how you're able to decipher who's who and what's what. So with all that being said, ladies and gentlemen, it's very imperative to understand historical context and biblical context at the same time. So you cannot, you know, castigate the Bible, because like I told you, Noble Drew Ali said that you need the Bible to condemn the European nations with it, right? So, but you got to read it at an esoteric level, right? Gog and Magog is basically the personification of Russia and China, right? So that's going to be telling you the implementation of the New World Order system under a technocrat system, under a crypto control system, under BRICS, right? So this is all connected to FEMA and things of that nature. So they got to create a fictitious war in order to crack off the New World Order system. So with all that being said, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for watching this video. End of transmission.